Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's head to the phones. Let's guest line. Let's welcome aboard right now Tracy Murray, former star at UCLA, a longtime NBA player as well. A sleek shooting forward. Hey, Tracy, Taz in the Moose with you. Thanks for the couple minutes this morning. We appreciate it.
Tracy, what's up, man?
What's up? What's up? Thanks for having me, fellas.
Yeah, you got it, Tracy. There's a lot to get into. Let's start here with the program that you start at. What's going on with UCLA basketball right now?
Oh, man. What's not wrong with it right now? I don't think the kids are mature enough to deal with a coaching change in the middle of the season. I mean, up and down the whole conference, not just UCLA, this is extremely young talent in the conference. There's no senior leadership on any team. And those that happen to have a little bit of underclassmen are the ones that are at the top of the conference, like Washington. And Oregon State has experience, and that's why they're at the top of the conference right behind Washington. So it's a big cluster in the middle because guys don't know how to win on the road, and not winning on the road is nothing but lacking experience.
So Tracy, let me ask you, it's just shifting gears to the NBA, to the Lakers. I'm going to ask you, man, Luke Walton, head coach of the Lakers next season or what? What do you think? Right at it, you know?
Yeah, no kidding. I don't know, man. The thing about it is, Luke is stuck in a hard situation.
Right. Yep.
You're coaching the best man on the planet, the best player on the planet, that happened to be the number one pick in your draft when you were drafted.
Right.
When
you were playing. So, right.
Yeah. So, do you think LeBron is going to listen to Luke? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. So you think he's going to be gone? I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it sounds like next year, Gonski.
Me personally, I think he might be gone.
Right.
Do I want him gone? I don't like to see anybody get fired.
Yeah,
but,
same here.
You know, but you know, the seat is really hot over there, and his butt is on fire, man. And I hate to see that for anybody.
Sure.
Yeah, but Tracy and I know Fair has got nothing to do with it. It's not right. I mean, honestly, it just isn't. I mean, the way that this season has unfolded, I mean. You know, Luke Walton's a good young coach, and it always seems to be the case where when things are not going well, especially when LeBron's a part of the team and no one's denying his talent, it always seems to be a case of it's somebody else's fault. Well, it's the coach. I got to get the right coach in here, or it's this, or it's that. You know, LeBron was brought in there to help develop some of these younger players, Tracy. It just ain't working.
Well, I mean, at the same time, you know, when you think of coaches, great coaches have great players. Phil Jackson had Mike and Scotty and Dennis, or Mike, Scotty, and Horace Grant. He always had three great players. He had, with the Lakers, he had Shaq, Kobe, and, you know, Robert Horry hitting big shots, or Shaq, Kobe, and Derek Fisher hitting big shots. It's like he's always had a big three.
Right.
Luke doesn't have that. He has LeBron.
Right,
and they're trying to work on that second major player. That's why they had that max spot open, and they were trying so desperately to get Anthony Davis because, honestly, there's two players who are complementary to LeBron, and that's Klay Thompson and that's Anthony Davis. They can play off the ball. They don't need to pound the air out the ball.
Right.
Everybody else that are free agents need to dribble the basketball, and that's why they're not complementary to LeBron.
Yeah, it's great that get that breakdown from you right there, Tracy. Appreciate talking to Tracy Murray right now. 12-year NBA veteran, UCLA men's basketball radio analyst, 50-point scorer, my man, doing it big. So what about, speaking of the other guy who was the man, Magic Johnson, right? You think Magic thought this would have been easier or what? It's been a little bit of a struggle, you know?
Right. Especially with him having success with the Dodgers, having success with the Sparks, having success, you know, with everything that he's done business-wise, I'm pretty sure basketball, you know, walking, oh, man, I know how to do this.
Right.
I'm pretty sure that he thought it would be a little bit easier. But, you know, there's a challenge in everything. even stuff that you know very well. And, you know, because the game is, as much as it's the same, it's changed a lot. So you have to find the right personnel, the right pieces to fit in this three-point-driven NBA now. So it's a little bit more difficult, but he'll figure it out, man. He's a basketball mind. He'll figure it out.
Tracy, you mentioned that in terms of, and you know, we heard you know, Kevin Durant criticize, you know, being a teammate of LeBron James or stars, maybe being unwilling to do so, you know, earlier on in the regular season. Do you think it'd be, if you were a superstar, what about playing second fiddle to LeBron? Something that would interest you or no?
If it was me, I can play with
no,
him.
No, you, because... but if you're a Durant, if you're a Kawhi Leonard. Today, if you look at the stars
today's
now,
world, yeah.
Right, today's world, guys that are going to be free agents, would that, if you were one of those guys, would that interest you be going to Los Angeles and playing second fiddle with LeBron?
Well, you have to look at your game. You know, and you say Kawhi and you say Durant. Those guys are creators. Those guys have to have the ball in their hands to dribble and create. And that's why they're not really complimentary to LeBron. So if it was me and I was them, no, that wouldn't interest me because I would have to sacrifice so much of my game to play with him. But if I was Klay Thompson or Anthony Davis, yes, because they don't need the ball in their hands like that. They run off. Klay runs off of screens or spot up and have the green light to shoot a lot and really knock shots down on a catch and shoot basis or maybe a couple escape dribbles. Anthony Davis is a big who can pick and pop or pick and roll or get his off the boards or throw it into him and let him post, and he can play off of LeBron. Those are only two I really see, man.
Speaking of LeBron, Tracy, let me ask you, man, because you know, Moose and I talk about a lot here on the show, just trying to get a vibe. We get people call sometimes. Some people are yay or nay, but this is what I want to ask. This is what I'm talking about. Like, you feel like fans, NBA fans, you feel like as an overview, they've kind of turned on LeBron, like kind of turned heel on him. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? What do you think?
I think they turned heel on him after the decision.
Yeah.
And after that, it's been LeBron on LeBron this and LeBron
right,
that.
Right.
And he was a kid when he made that decision. And you know how fans are, man. If you make one bad decision or do one bad thing, they're on you for the rest of your life. And it's unfair because he made that decision when he was a kid and left Cleveland high and dry with nothing to replace him when he was gone. And I'm pretty sure he said it. You know, if he had to do that all over again, he wouldn't do it because it wasn't a good business move to help Cleveland out as he left. That's why he felt so bad. That's why he came back and got Cleveland a championship, is because I did my home dirty. So he came back, got that championship, kind of rewritten the wrong, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that was admirable.
We're talking to Tracy Murray, a former star at UCLA, 12-year NBA vet, part of the Bruins broadcast now. Tracy, what about Durant here? You know, the Knicks fan is running around this city like their head's on fire because of the thought after the Porzingis deal and seeing all the reports coming out west that those around Durant feel like he might want to go to New York and take on that challenge. Curious what your take on that is. Do you think Durant really is intrigued about maybe signing via free agency with the Knicks?
I don't know. It depends on if he wants to shoulder the load again. And, you know, as you get older, you know, I think he's enjoying life other than the off-the-court spat. I think on the court he's enjoying life with guys that can play around him and he doesn't have that extra pressure on top of his shoulders to carry a load with a bunch of guys that really don't know how to play that's trying to develop right now. So I really don't know. It just depends on if he wants to go back to a situation before Westbrook. You know, where he's shouldering the load night in, night out. And that's tough on your body as you get older.
It really is. Now, for Golden State, Tracy, you know, they figured things out. They put some egos aside. I know they're coming off a tough loss last night against the Portland Trailblazers. But do you look at it as being the Warriors and everybody else in the NBA?
Yeah, I always thought it was. Even with the problems earlier, they're veterans. You know, at the end of the day, they're going to put that aside. I've been on plenty of teams in my life where everybody didn't like each other and you still put it aside and you won.
Yep.
So I'm pretty sure, Taz, I'm pretty sure you've been in the ring with people you didn't like, but you be professional, you protect each other.
Most of the time, yeah. You didn't, that's true, you're right.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's just professional sports, man. And, you know, you put it aside and you go get the job done.
Yeah, and so let me ask you, Tracy, you know, already, obviously the big buzz on the kid out of Duke, Zion Williamson, you know, he's unbelievable. How do you think he's going to translate, man, at the next level?
It's going to be interesting because Zion is my size. He's 6'7". So he's really a small forward or Klay Thompson's height. He's a small forward, two-guard height, but with Charles Barkley build and incredible athleticism. So to me, the best comparison I can make with him is a more athletic Julius Randle. Left-handed, strong body, can handle the ball, pound you and bang you and get buckets towards the rim. But the difference between him and Julius Randle, I mean, he will go through you and dunk on you. He's explosive.
Right.
Both of them need work on their jump shots. So that's what you're looking at. So if he's a worker and you think that he can improve his jump shot at any point, then I would say, you know, go for it and work with him because, you know, you're sure he's going to put in the work. But if he's one of those guys that stay on his cell phone in the locker room and you have to drag him out of the locker room, then that's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
No, Trace, we got a couple minutes left to play with. If we head east and look at that conference, right now, if I asked Tracy Murray which team do you think you would put, you'd make your selection to get through the east and get themselves to the NBA Finals, which team would it be?
Man, because I look at it, and there's four really good teams. There's Toronto, there's Milwaukee, there's Boston, there's Philly. And what I saw with the new pieces in Philly, that very first game against the Lakers, I was really impressed with Philly. And I was riding Milwaukee's coattails right before that because I liked that Mirotić trade.
Yeah.
And it added explosion to help Greek Freak out and moving forward. But that Philadelphia team intrigues me right now.
Yeah. Hey, so, Trace, before we wrap, we you know, it's Valentine's Day, as you know. We do a thing here called BCS, Bench Cut Start. So here's the thing. I'm going to put you on the spot, bro. Real simple. Dinner out, cook a meal, take out. Bench Cut Start. What do you got?
Bench Cut Start, what?
So you got so basically you got to pick. What would you do? Would you bench dinner out? Would you start? Like, what's your preference? Cook a meal, take out. The three options, you bench, cut, start.
A Valentine's Day night.
Valentine's
what are you doing?
Day night. So what's the deal? Like, what are you going to bench? Like, what are you not crazy about? What do you think sucks that you're not going to do? That's what you're going to cut. And what do you love? That's what you're going to start.
Sorry.
Tracy, romantic evening, Valentine's night. Let's do it. Are you gonna order in, take it out, cooking your loved one a meal? What are you doing?
Well, tonight it's a go out night because I'm on the road. My wife just happens to come in town to referee a basketball game today, so we're definitely out tonight.
There you go.
Dinner out.
There you
That's
go.
It,
Dinner
Tracy.
Out
we got
Tracy.
It.
Hey, Trace, we always a pleasure. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning. We appreciate it. Happy Valentine's Day. Enjoy
Thanks, buddy.
Tonight. All right.
Happy Valentine's Day, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.